today's Bible quote. Can I just encourage you, especially over this Christmas season, take some time to read the Christmas story. Because sometimes we kind of get stuck in tradition. And one of the traditions that makes me smile, I have to say, is concerning the wise men. Did you like our wise men? I thought they were kind of cool. Yeah, laid back and Australian. Did you know Jesus was born in Brisbane? Not really. In the summertime, that's right. But, you know, traditionally we have three wise men. The Bible doesn't tell us there were three wise men. And traditionally, we have them turning up at the stable. And you have a star above the stable. Read your Bibles. It's not right. This little video, this little kids' video that we had just now is spot on. Jesus was somewhere between 0 and 2 years old, and he was not in the stable when the wise men came to him. He was in the home that his parents had gotten for him. So read it, and you'll find there's some incredible detail in there that sometimes we miss. And I hope that God is going to show us one of those things this morning. From Luke chapter 1, and young people, you can listen to this because this is really, really interesting. It's when the angel Gabriel came to Mary. I don't know if the angel Gabriel looked like the angel in our video. But he came to Mary and he told her that she was going to have a baby in a miraculous way. And he also told her that a close relative of hers called Elizabeth, she was going to have a baby as well. Now we've got some babies here. We've got some babies in wombs here. Praise God. The thing about this lady called Elizabeth, she had a nickname. Did you know that? The Bible tells us what her nickname was. It was this. It wasn't very nice. Barren. Or barren one. In other words, people would look at her and say, oh, she's the woman that can't have children. It's not possible for her to have children. But God did a miracle. And God enabled her to have a baby whose name was John. He was a fine man with a fine name. And he rose up, he grew up to be who we know in the Bible as John the Baptist. Read about him. Interesting man. The Bible says he walked around, his clothes was made from camel hair, camel skin. And his diet was locusts in honey. Just to make you feel a little bit hungry for lunch. And so the angel is telling Mary about these things. And he says these words to her. For with God, nothing is ever or ever will be impossible. And that's our scripture. That's our text for today. With God, nothing is impossible. And you know what? I believe that not some, but all of us need to be reminded of that today. All of us need to constantly know that as far as God is concerned, nothing is impossible. Do you know what the word nothing means? No thing. Nothing. It's quite simple, isn't it? There's no exceptions to it. It's an absolute word. It means there is nothing that is impossible for God. Don't put your hands up, but is there something in your life today that to you may seem impossible? Remember this, nothing is impossible with God. The birth of Jesus was a miracle. And we need to remember that the story that we read in the book of Matthew and the book of Luke concerning the birth of Jesus is not a fairy story. It's not made up. It is true. And one of our readings this morning was from the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Listen carefully. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and she shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Listen, my friends. The young woman, Mary, was literally a virgin when she conceived the Holy Child, Jesus Christ. His conception, and therefore his birth, was a true miracle. Naturally, it was impossible. She had not been with a man in a way, in an intimate way. She had not put herself in a place where naturally she could have become pregnant. It's a good message for us today, that we should keep ourselves in that way. The Bible says that the angel came and spoke to her and said, "You are highly favored of the Lord." She had kept herself pure. And the baby that she conceived was of the Holy Spirit. My friends, Jesus' conception and birth was a miracle. People will try to skirt around it and give us excuses and reasons and say it wasn't really, it's not possible. I agree, it's not possible with man. But with God, nothing is impossible. I want you to know this today. God still does miracles. Miracles that God performs. Things that are naturally impossible are not just confined to the Bible times. Walking past here at the moment is a young miracle. True? Just before she was born, there were some medical issues that were extremely serious. And her parents believed in God. And her mother delivered a beautifully perfect baby. God still does miracles. Don't let anyone deceive you into thinking that God has stopped working miracles. Let me read you these verses from the Bible. From Isaiah chapter 40. The grass withers and the flowers fade beneath the breath of the Lord. And so it is with people. The grass withers and the flowers fade. But listen, the word of God stands forever. It stands forever. It never ceases to be true. It is the word of the eternal one. And just because it hasn't happened yet does not mean it will never happen. As I was praying and preparing for this morning, one thing the Lord spoke to me so clearly is to encourage you. If you have been believing in God's word and you have not seen the fulfillment of it yet, do not give up. When we read our Bibles, we see that for hundreds of years, God spoke about the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And over those hundreds of years, some people began to disbelieve God. They were not any longer looking for the Messiah. And most people, when he came, when he was born in Bethlehem, most people were not expecting him. My friends, when God has spoken into your heart, his word, not your wish, not your hope, not your dream, but his word, never, ever let go of it. Nothing is impossible with God. And today, God still does miracles. My friends, there are people, there are many people sitting in this hall today who have experienced the miraculous power of God at work in their lives. How? Because God spoke and they believed. God always does what he says he will do. Wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody around us was just like that? That our word was our word. But my friends, it is true of God. Everything he says. The Bible says this in the book of Numbers. God is not a man, so he does not lie. It's impossible for God to lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. And we should be very thankful for that. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? My friends, if God has spoken into your heart, it is not possible. It is not possible that his word will not come to pass. If you're sick and God has spoken his word into your heart and he said, I will heal you. My friends, it's a guarantee. It's a guarantee. God cannot lie. For years, God spoke about the Messiah. And eventually, in the fullness of time, God's promise came to pass. God is one who keeps his word. That's why here in the Nations Church, we encourage you all the time, read the word of God. My friends, this book here is full of God's promises. Full. From beginning to end. And yet, so sadly today, we disregard it. We say, oh, the Old Testament doesn't really apply to me. Oh, the New Testament was written so long ago that it's irrelevant now. My friends, this book, God's Word, is more relevant than anything else in this world. And it is full of God's promises. Discover them. Don't just discover them. Believe them. Hold on to them. Did you hear the reading we had of the man called Simeon? The man in the temple who was waiting for the promise of God. Be a bunch of Simeons. You know what I mean? Have that faith and that expectancy. For years he held on to the promise of the Old Testament scriptures that said the Christ would come. And the Holy Spirit said to him, Simeon, you are going to see the Messiah. I don't know how old he was. But I guess he was full of expectancy. He was pregnant with God's word. And one day, here comes this young couple, this carpenter and his wife with a young child, fulfilling the Jewish laws for young children, bringing him to the temple. And the Spirit of God speaks to Simeon and said, that's the one. You know what? If Simeon had not held on to God's word, he wouldn't have been there that day. He wouldn't have been led by the Spirit of God. He would not have seen the miraculous provision for humanity of Jesus the Messiah. But he was holding on to what God had said and his promise. He never let go. I want to encourage you this morning, my friends, believe what God says and not the voices that doubt him. Believe God. When the angel came and appeared to Mary, Mary asked the angel, "How can this happen? I'm a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the baby to be born will be holy, and he would be called the Son of God." This was what God was speaking to Mary. And she believed it. She believed it. I'm sure that there were very many voices around her if she started to talk about these things to people who would say, "But Mary, it's impossible. This has never happened before. In the whole history of the world, this has never happened. You're a virgin, and virgins don't have babies." Voices. My friends, sometimes when we believe what God says, there will be voices that say to us, "But your marriage is over. Just draw a line under it. It was a bad experience. Marriages don't come back from where you're at now." Voices might say to you, "But nobody gets healed of those sicknesses. It's a terminal illness. Do you know what that means? It means there's no hope. There's nothing that man can do." My friends, believe what God says over every other voice. I love what it says about Mary. As we close this morning, she kept her eyes fixed on Jesus and not the natural circumstances. And Mary said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Could she explain how she was going to become pregnant? Had it ever happened before? Did she have any reference point that she could refer to and say, "Oh yes, I understand what the angel is saying. This is what's going to..." She had nothing. Nothing natural. She simply had what God had spoken to her by an angel. You say, "Well, I've never seen an angel." You don't need to see an angel. This was just God's way of getting the message to Mary on that occasion. What we have, as Patrick reminded us in his prayer, we have the Spirit of God who takes the Word of God and reveals it to our heart. My friends, with God, nothing. Nothing. Nothing is impossible. On one occasion, Jesus said, "If you believe in me," and that's the key, believing in the one whom God sent, not only to be our Savior, but to be our Lord. The one who is the Lord of our life is the one whose voice we listen to. The one who is the Lord of our life is the one whose voice we obey. And we believe him. And we trust him. And we depend on completely, above everything else, above every other voice, above every circumstance, above every natural experience that we have, we believe in Jesus, the living Word, the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. What is it? What is it in your life that you need to see a miracle in? you probably know you can't work it yourself. That's a good place to come to. But my friends, don't stop there. Allow the Spirit of God to reveal to you that with God, nothing is impossible or ever will be. To those who believe in what God says and follow Him. I pray that this Christmas, of course, more than anything else, that we know Jesus as our Savior. I pray as well that as we know Him as our Savior, we know His Word living in us. We know what He's speaking to our hearts. We're turning constantly and following Him, not just as our Savior, but as our Lord.